This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But you know, what was this season about is really my question. Is it to squeak into the playoffs and get killed by another team?
No, we don't know what. You got to remember, so there are literally four parts to every season. At least that's the way we were taught when I was playing, that there were four quarters, just like a regular game. And the Jets basically are in the first quarter and a half of this season. And, you know, it's been an utter disaster. They fired their coach. You know, they brought in a new wide receiver. They're getting their traded for outside edge rusher back this week. I mean, like, all of this crap. And I understand it's hard to see the forest through the trees when you're talking about the Jets. You could sit here and say they went all in this year and all they're getting is two wins out of seven games. And I would agree with you. I would basically say, yeah, the sky is falling. But ultimately, the player in me says, you know, this is the way I would look at it. When I try to explain what I'm saying here, I'm saying it from a player, a former player's perspective. Like, if I were in that locker room and I saw Davante Adams, Garrett Wilson, Sauce Gardner, Quinnen Williams, a number of C.J. Mosley, Breece Hall, I would sit here and I would say, damn, I got a good team around me. We just got to get a win, and we got to get some rhythm going, and we got to start getting some confidence going on offense so we can actually be the players and the team that we're supposed to be. And again, I say, and I'll say it again, it's six games with these guys, and they have made a ton of mistakes, especially in the second half of these games offensively. So eventually it's going to come around. I don't know when it's going to come around. I'm hoping it's this week against the Patriots, because they have already beaten the Patriots, and it's probably one of their better games this year. And hopefully they can stop Drake May. Drake May actually looks like a reasonably good quarterback. So they're going to see a different Patriots team than they saw the first time around, and they'll see a little bit more of a dangerous offensive team that will put pressure on their own defense. And I know it is open season on Aaron Rodgers. It is open season on Woody Johnson. It's open season on everybody over there in Florham Park. I understand that.
Yeah, right.
So my perspective, however, is how, like, if it were me in the middle of all this, how the hell am I going to get this turned around where I can get this team to live up to the abilities of the players that are on the team? And
well, have the expectations changed for what they are?
I don't know. They shouldn't change.
Okay, you
know,
so that's the biggest point, though, because they'll never reach that.
And I know why Aaron said after the game, you know, we got to stop listening to you guys first. And it is the thing. You know, maybe in Green Bay he didn't have nearly as much, and I'm sure there was some criticism towards him, and there's probably a lot more laughing going on because of what the Jets have dealt with the last year and a half. But I would say that for me, I'm saying I got really good players here. This is proven players all around me, and you know we have got to get this thing going. Whether or not Jeff Ulbrich's message to the team is going to be listened to, or everybody's out for themselves right now, that's yet to be seen. But as the former player in me, I'm sitting here. I played for Rich Kotite here,
yeah,
and I was an idiot enough to think that we could win every time we went on the field. I felt that way, but I'm just telling you.
Well, this I can't team argue your point, team. Right? I can't argue your point. Like, you're the player, you got to believe that you can turn it around. Because why would you show up to work and there's talent? That's fine.
And there's a big paycheck.
Right. That's
a much bigger paycheck than I got. Yeah, and then that.
You got to do that. There's no question about it. But just trying to project and look in the situation that they're in. I mean, and Belichick said this yesterday too, because I really love listening to Bill Belichick as an analyst. I'm enjoying him in this role, which was, you know, he's like, no, defense was better than Rob Saleh was there. I mean, I don't know. And then you got this guy who's being both the defensive coordinator and the head coach.
And by the way, he also went after Gerard Mayo.
Yeah, he did. So,
he's taking his pot shots, his little, like, you know.
But I mean, it's true, though, too. And even Rex Ryan said the same thing yesterday, where he's like, you know, when you're the head coach and the defensive coordinator and you've never been a head coach before and you're in the middle of this cauldron of negativity, I mean, it's not an easy thing to do for Jeff Ulbrich.
Hence why Aaron Rodgers said, we got to stop listening to the media. It's not just the writers who probably cover the team every day, like Ken Azzaro and Samini. It's not just us who are talking about it every day. You know, it's the people on ESPN shouting, screaming, and yelling.
One of these guys is a former head coach of the Jets who actually had success, and the other guy beat the Jets 10 million times. It's not just guys like me that are saying it. You know, these are guys with some real credibility.
I've been on losing teams, so I know what it's like. You know, Rex basically got fired in Buffalo. Couldn't turn around because he didn't have a quarterback, and you know, he's got his own scars that he's got to deal with, as we all do, any of us who have played or coached in this league. And then we do sound like experts because some of us have lived through days like this. But I still look at this Jet team and I say there's just too much talent there for it not to win their share of games this year. And whenever it turns on, and hopefully it does turn on, you know, later on in this season, if it doesn't get too late, they're going to find their footing and they're going to be a pain in the ass to deal with. And right now, it has been scuffle after scuffle after scuffle. And you know, they've been in every game with the exception of this Monday night game against the Steelers, which was about as disappointing a loss, because you could say the three previous games,
they got killed.
Well, we expected that.
But you said the only game they weren't in was that.
Well, I'm saying the previous game. Previous three games, they were all in. Okay. And they had a chance to win late in the game, and they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah. You can be as, you know, condescending and sarcastic about it as you want.
I just want to make sure you're accurate. I mean, you said they were in every game.
I said, okay, we got to beat the Patriots this week. We got to hone in on what's going on, and we got to be ourselves, and we got to bring out the best in each other, and we got to just win this game. Just win this game. Keep our head down. You know, he doesn't have to go on McAfee explaining everything, but he's going. You know, he's got a contract there. He's got to go there. So. You know, they better start winning or that's going to start falling on deaf ears. You know what I'm saying? I said earlier in the year, you know, as great as he is, you know, he's got to understand what he's dealing with. I mean, this is an enormous market where everybody has an opinion. And 9 times out of 10 in situations like this, rightfully so, it's going to be negative. And, you know, the media is going to harp on that negativity. They're going to look at Jet fans in the stands with bags over their heads. They're going to do the round tables with the Jet fans, our friends, and those guys are all going to be negative. It never happens to any other franchise. Yeah, try being a Browns fan. Try being a Panthers fan. You know, I mean, there are other teams out there that are dealing with crap that they don't even have a chance to get out of. At least the
Panthers
Jets
have been to 2 Super Bowls since the Jets have been.
I would say the Jets right now have an opportunity to get out of this. Now, I will say it reminds me a lot of the Mets. It reminds me a lot of Mets. And you know who else reminds me a lot of the Mets? The Giants of 2022 remind me a lot of the Mets. Are the Mets going to stand back and bring back everybody because they had just great memories in the last 2 months and they went to the playoffs unexpectedly?
Yeah, I said that in July. Yeah, it was like to make the comparison of that and what are they going to do at the trade deadline. You know, are they going to go all in? Are they going to trade? Like, it reminds me of the exact same situation. Are you going to sign guys in the offseason? Are you going to keep them around? There were a lot of parallels between those two situations. But is Woody Johnson going into, you know, all the stuff that he's doing, taking control of this organization and saying to Joe Douglas, hey, I got it. I'm going to do things my way. Is he doing that to still win a Super Bowl this year? Or is he doing that just to not be terrible? I mean, this is a real question that I have.
They're all in. And Woody Johnson has said that this is the best.
All in for what, though?
They're all in trying to win. They're trying to win a Super Bowl.
Okay. All right. That's what I need to hear.
What else are you trying to win?
Well, because there are so many different. Hey, man, like we've seen it with the Yankees. Hold on. No.
Believe me, I experienced that.
But the Jets also have these levels of things that they haven't done in a very long time. So this is why I'm asking this question. Is like they haven't made the playoffs in a very long time. They haven't hosted a playoff in a game in a very long time. I mean, the Super Bowl is just like in a stratosphere that I don't think we can even talk about. So, like, what like is Woody Johnson, you know, doing all this stuff to save the season so they make the playoffs and like stop that drought? Or they really think that they're going to have a shot at winning a Lombardi Trophy? Because if that's the case, then. I mean, it's hilarious.
Yeah, but you can't think that way. Right now, all you got to think about is the Patriots if you are the team. And this is the negativity that Aaron Rodgers is talking about, and I lived through myself. I mean, sometimes it's really, really hard to overcome it. And, you know, you never know what's going on in the locker room. But my thing is that they still have great players in that locker room that they you got to believe it. Because if you don't, as a player, believe that you can win, then what the hell's the sense of showing up? I mean, you have to win this week, first and foremost. Short week, play the Texans. C.J. Stroud's not having a great season. It's an okay season. They have some injuries. I mean, you know, before you know it, the bye week will be here. And if they have 3 wins at the bye week, done. Over. No way. No chance. But if they have 5 or 6 wins at the bye week, now all of a sudden you got yourself back in the mix and you have a final run where, you know, you could flip the beginning of the season and turn it around and go out on a winning streak at the end of the season and be right back in the middle of the playoffs. We are not even at the halfway point yet. And like I said, you know, with the New York Mets, at one point, I think they were 16.5 games out of first place. And somehow they found the magic. And the magic came in so many different ways and so many different moments. And, you know, that could happen for the Jets. It's more likely that it's not going to happen just simply because they can't seem to find their footing. But all they need is 1 or 2 games where they just take off, and then all of a sudden, everything will look completely different than it does today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.